Pinchas starts off with recounting what happened at the end of Balak, that Pinchas was Kaneyes Kinosish B'tzoychom Aleichem Lises B'nei Yisrael Kinosi. Kadosh Baruch Hu says Nechein Hinuni Yinoisim Leis B'ritzi Shalom. And then it continues on, Tachas Shekiri Lelekov Yechapel B'nei Yisrael V'shem Ish Yisrael Amuka Asher Hukas HaMidyonis Zimri Ben Salom Nasi Beisav L'Shimonim Shem Ish Amuka Midyonis Kazi Ba'asur Resh Umus Beisav L'Midyon Hu. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh, who's your title today, he points out that in last week's parasha, interestingly enough, it does not mention who the two people were. V'nei ish v'nei Yisrael bo v'ekriv elechoves v'midyoni v'nikol adas v'nisom himoichem betzachol amoyim. V'yov, it says, v'yar pinos ben olaz ben aran koin v'yokom v'techo yidavik achrim ach v'yodah. I remember Mordechai Druk speaking about this way back, it's probably 22 years ago, that I heard him. He said, "V'medayik in the pasuk." He says, "We see what a real kanoi is. A kanoi is not somebody that first it says vayokom itecha eda v'yikach remach v'yodei. First they got up, you saw what happened, and then he picked up the remach. Some people they pick up the remach and then they get up, looking to see where they can go. No, he says first he saw something. He said, okay, we have something you have to do." But then it continues and it says, "Vayovay achar ish Yisrael el akuba v'yitkar shnemes ish Yisrael v'tiyish el kavasa v'tiyotzer magayfal v'yal b'nei Yisrael." Doesn't mention twice at the end of the parashas Balak. It mentions ish v'isha without mentioning bechlal who the ish v'isha are. And then in this week's parasha it says, "Who's the man? The man is Zimri. Who's the woman? Kozbi." In fact, Arachaim Hakadosh Mevon Avshach. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to say, like by the Makorish she says, didn't want to say, then why does it say it in this week's parasha? And because Baruch Hu did want to say, so why is parasha? Says Aruch Haim HaKadosh, I'll tell you why. Last week's parasha was discussing what happened. Who was over on the Averis? Who was over on the Averis? It was two people. Machne Shleis, who was. Doesn't make a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to speak badly and disgrace even Rishoyim. Doesn't want to bring them down. We had actually in Balak, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Chamor of that shouldn't say that this is the Chamor that put Bilam to shame. What do we care? He's a Goy B'chlal, he's a Rasha, Mamish, Zer Paritz, Gidron, Shalaylam. We know about Bilam wasn't a tzaddik in any stretch of the imagination. And nevertheless, we don't want to do that. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to, he did the Avera, we're not going to mention who it is. Just like we find with the Mephesh. But when it's coming in Parshas Pinchas and discussing the greatness of what Pinchas did and having got schar for it, so there, Agav, we want to tell you, you know what type of great ma'aseh he did? Even though this person was Nasi and this person was Reish Beisav, nevertheless, he went ahead and he killed him. So that which we went ahead to say the names was not to tell you who they were. It was to tell you what type of act Pinchas did. How great was the act that Pinchas did? I saw a beautiful pshat in Pirkei Avos, which really brings out this idea. It says, "Havi Maktim Shalom Ramasi Ben Choresh Omer." It's in Perek Dalet. Ramasi ben Chorashemir, Perek Mishnah Tezvav it is. Havi Maktim B'Shalom Kol Adam, Havi Zonav La'arayis V'altei Arayish L'Shuvalim. Be Maktim Shalom Kol Adam Afilu Nachid B'Shuk, says the Bartanuro. You should be Maktim Shalom Kol Adam, and you should be a Zonav La'arayis, the tail, like a tail of lions, and not the head of foxes. Is there any connection between what it means? Pasha is what it means, the tail of lions means that you should be mechaber yourself to great people, even if you're going to be the Talmud, as opposed to being the head of people that are shualim, which are lower people. It's better to be a Talmud than to be a Rav of the Talmud of great of lower. What's the connection between vehavi zon? There's a connection between the beginning. So I saw Revolba says, he says, "Havi maktim shalom kol adam." He says, what's the difference between maktim shalom and being meishav shalom? Meishav shalom, when somebody says shalom to you and you say back shalom, that's derech eretz. He says, it actually says gzeila. It's gzeila if somebody says shalom to you, you don't have to give back. It's like pasha derech eretz that you have to say. Maktim shalom says that to initiate a greeting, that's a whole different level. That you're taking interest in the person. You could have just walked past the person. You could have, when a person gives you shalom, you can't just walk past them. You have to answer. But in a case where you're maktim shalom, you could have walked past him. You didn't have to pay attention to him. You're acknowledging the person. You're showing interest in the person. That's the hazrach hashemesh. He says that we find. Says that Moshe Rabbeinu Oz Hivdil Moshe Shalish Arim Mizrach Hashemesh. It says at the end of Sefer Bamidbar that Moshe Rabbeinu was was separated, designated three cities as Ari Miklat, Mizrach HaShemesh. And Mizrach HaShemesh means towards the rising sun, towards where the sun rises, in the Mizrach. Where Chazal Darshin Mizrach HaShemesh, Hizrach HaShemesh L'Reitzchem, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. He says, Yashar Koach, that you were Mizrach HaShemesh, you caused shine, even for Reitzchem. Okay, it was Beshegging. But even Reitzach needs that somebody should take interest in him. Show, you're not finished. We're designating a city for you, for your place to run. As a matter of fact, it says, Talmud Shagala, Rabbi Gala Imai. It's all chelik of being Mazriach Shemesh, Aseli Kedei Chayim. We're still taking interest in the person, even though he did something which was so terrible. It was by accident. But we're still taking interest in him. So that's what the Indian of Makdim Shalom. Makdim Shalom is to take interest in somebody. It says, really, if you look at all relationships, you'll notice that everybody's always waiting for the other person to initiate. You have a Rav and a Talmud. So the Rav is, I'm not going to pry. The Talmud doesn't want to share with me, so then he doesn't share with me. And the Talmud's all upset. How come the Rav is not coming over to me? How come the... And that's how it is with the teacher and with a student. And that's how it is with the... He says, parents and children. Parents, they need the appreciation of their children. The children need the compassion of the parents. Each one needs the shining sun of the other side. But no one really makes the first move. Everybody's just waiting for everybody else. So that's the Havi Makdim B'Shalom B'Chaladim. When you go ahead and you initiate a greeting to somebody, you're taking interest in them. And you see how a person's face lights up when you take an interest in them. Even if somebody that you would have passed in the street, you have no shachas at a person. You say, good morning, have a wonderful day. It's such a appreciation. It's so amazing that you're cleaning up the garbage that our city's clean. You say, man, you show interest in them. L'chora, the feed that you can understand what the hemshech is. What's the havi zon of la arayas v'alti arayish l'shuvolim? The Medrash Shmuel says that there's a difference between the nature of a lion and a fox. A lion picks up its tail above its head, as opposed to a fox who puts its head down underneath its tail. You know that a fox turns to the back and it's always like it puts its head down low. As opposed to a lion, doesn't put its head down. It's a king. The tail goes up above its head. He says, that's the difference between, he says, you should be a zon of la'arayis, says the Medrash Shmuel. You should be a zon of la'arayis means you should take the people that are, be like a lion's tail. Take the people that are even lower than you and raise them above, up over your head. And don't be a reish l'shu'olim, don't be like a head of a shul who puts his head underneath the tail, takes the people that are above him, takes the head, and puts it down underneath his tail and tramples on the person. So that's what he's saying. You can make every person feel great. You can take every person, even people that are lower than you, even the people that are, and bring them up above your head, like a tail of a lion. So you have the yichilus to do that. That's be'etzem, what I got over here in this week's parasha, according to Aruch HaMikdash. Even the lower person, even the Rosh Marusha, Zimri, that, Rosh Marusha, it says that Moshe had a taina on him, because of what happened on the whole Shevet of Shimon, because of this whole Maisa, and he didn't give him a bracha at the end. It's because of what happened. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to mention his name. When it comes to him, you're right, it's like Mekoshish, something which was terrible, but nevertheless we're not going to mention his name. But we're coming to raise somebody up, then we'll do whatever we could to raise the person up. Ever to show how great the person is, and it was even on the expense of the fact that it was a Nasi and a Reish Beisav. That's what it is. To put somebody down, we're not going to put somebody down. But to put somebody, bring somebody up, that's the goal. I can't remember if I said the story. I don't recall saying it. I said it over once or twice, but it's such a fascinating story that it's worth it to hear it again. I was just on the bus. This happened since Pesach and now. I was speaking to a Avrich on the bus. This was a few weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, on the bus. We're discussing about thanking other people, thanking your Rebbeim and thanking teachers and for showing your appreciation. So he tells me a story that happened with himself a few weeks earlier. Mamish, 1 or 2 weeks earlier. It happened to Mamish just now. He met, for Shal Shiddis, he's a Chassidish, a young man. And he was in Shul. And he met another young man there. I think the Shul actually only had by Shabbos Mevorachim, they have Shal Shiddis. And he met him there, Shabbos Mevorachim, by the Shal Shiddis. Kids there started shmoozing with him. Afterwards, a week or two later, he went to his parents, who live in Yerushalayim, not in Beitar. And he met the father-in-law of this younger man that he was schmoozing with. Kitzur, he says, oh, I just bumped into your son-in-law. Such a chosh of younger man. Such a sweet person. Such a mamish. He's a few words, just tell him about him. He said, A few weeks later, Shabbos Mevarchim, he's back in Shul, in Beitar, where we live, and he bumps into this young man. The young man comes over to him, he says, "Hitzalta et chayai. You saved my life." What are you talking about? He says, "You went over to my father-in-law." He says, "I want to tell you, since I got married, I went a little bit different, a little different pace. I went to a different chug then, and my father-in-law was not happy with what I was doing. And he thought I was just, you know, lazy and not trying to take the easy way out and mechulu and sichzachnu kol hazman. We mamash did not get along." He says, "After you went over to him and complimented me," he said, "that if such a chash of a younger man," he knew this younger man already for years, he says, "he's coming over to tell me," he says, "it must be that my son is really, it's not just, you know, playing around in fun games, it must be that it's for real." And that, this was Shabbos, that must be Shabbos. He called up his son-in-law to sit down with him and to talk to him, and he apologized, and v'chulu, and he says, "You mama saved my life." Saved my life? What did he do? A few words. He had no idea. He didn't know that he was in a problem with his father-in-law. You know, whatever, just to say, forgive somebody, say a few words about somebody. Mamish, he lifted the person up, but you don't even know what he did. He saved this person's life. Mamish, he was his father-in-law. He's having a few words as the ability to, and this is, to save a person's life. Mamish, pshuto kamashmo. There's no better time to work on it than during the 3 weeks, which are starting the Shabbos. Mashiach doesn't come. That's to combat the sinas chinam, a little bit of avas chinam. This is something that the makdim shal b'chol adam has the ability to avas chinam. And even if a person, at least for the 3 weeks, even if a person doesn't keep it up, I just heard a beautiful nekuda this past Shabbos. I was by a kiddush. Somebody spoke. He said that when he was in the hospital with his wife, when she was giving birth, he bumped into a first-time father, somebody who has child. He had the first child there, and he bumped into the person a few times, and he noticed that the person was being mischazik. He caught one time outside the bathroom. He caught him and he told him, "Wait a second," as he was saying Asher Yotzar slowly and sure. He wanted him to answer amen. He saw he's mischazik. So he started talking to him. He says, "The doctors say that there's an issue with the baby, and we're not sure what the story is going to be, and who knows, and health, and mechulu. It's mischazik and it's Ishwin Esther." And he saw every time, he saw a few times mischazik and his Asher Yotzar. Two, three days later, he bumped into him again, and he says, he saw this a few times, he said, he saw, and he was back to regular Shmanesa, regular Ashiyata. He said, "How are things going?" He says, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, the doctors gave a clean plate of whatever, and everything is fine." He thought to himself, "What's going on over here?" So he says, "Mechazik, it's a game, what's going on?" So he said, he asked Rabbi Naaman Finkel, he came to the mirror, and he asked the Mashgiach Shlita. He says, what's going on over here?" Says the Mashgiach, he says, "No, mamish not." He says, "Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember him. So he gives us a little reminder, I'm here. The person who's chazek and itaki knows, or the person doesn't know that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just not Rami Yalev Inish as much as it should be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a little bit of reminder." And then the person is mischazek, and Seder, it aligns him. It's sort of like Aseres Mechuva. Aseres Mechuva, the lucky is the person supposed to be makbid, if he's not makbid on Pasachum, supposed to be makbid on Pasachim and says Meshuvah. Who are you fooling? Yesterday you weren't makbid, and after Yom Kippur you're not going to be makbid. What are you doing? The answer is no. You're showing the chashivas. You're showing that it's a zman which is it needs more diktuk. You're realigning yourself. It's like when a person goes to the car, he goes there once a year, he gets a tune-up, and he realigns his wheels that he should go straight. Over the course of the year, they're going to need a little bit of a tune-up again. Yeah, that's exactly why I do it. Once a year, we're realigning. The Derech Hashem, the Ramchal says, when you get the matzah, he says, any matzah is be'etzem, it's more of a ruchni dika food than lechem. Lechem is like a gaiva. It's flour and water that is left to ferment, as opposed to matzah, which is not. He says, this world is a world of gashmias. Mamela, the real food that a person should have is bread, not matzah. Once a year, for a week, we relearn ourselves and we have a ruchni stick of food. Yeah, we know in a week we're going to get back to it. But once a week we're mashkiach, it's the same type of Indian lechur. That's what I understood what the mashkiach was saying. That, no, because the Prophet sent us a reminder, you're mischazik in it, and then after that you're enechnami back on track. So at least during the 3 weeks, there's no reason we're not to mischazik in it. Even more than that. But to try it. Try to two or three times a day to a person that you would have just passed by, give him a genuine good morning with a smile. You'll see, I tried it this past week. You see, it's fascinating to see it. It's a pleasure to see it. A person's face lights up. Mom, it's just from the fact that somebody would have passed by and a one extra word of, you know, you should have a wonderful day. It's such a pleasure to see you. Or what you're doing is such a help. Mechulu. You'll be able to be zeche. If you look at the Tiferet Yisrael in the Mishnah of Emakdim Shem B'chol Adam, he says like this. He says something fascinating. Afilu la'akum u'le'inu nechbod kamoich ha'vimakdim shalom l'chol Adam. Yeder einu, every single person. Afilu la'akim le'inu nechbod kamoich. Even somebody that's a guy, or he's not as nechbad, he's lower down. You're going to pick him up over your head like the son of Arayis. Akoponim b'zeh t'saviv shakol yavucha. If you're makdim shalom l'chol Adam, you're going to cause that everybody's going to love you. That's the biggest success that a person can have in this world, is that everybody should want. That we shouldn't have to come to Tisha B'Av as a yom of evil, rather as a yom tov, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, guarantees us will happen.